Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And we're reading through Proverbs, the book of wisdom, just so much wisdom here. We're in chapter 6, and we've dealt with careful of co-signing for anybody. We found that. And be careful of being lazy. We saw that. We get to a place in verse 16. We read about halfway through last time, but in verse 16, it talks about seven things that are on the Lord's hate list. So the Lord does hate certain things. And then it deals with wisdom, but then it talks about, hey, don't get involved in adultery. And so we'll pick it up in verse 16 of Proverbs 6. There are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that run rapidly to evil. A false witness who utters lies. And one who spreads strife among the brothers. My son, observe the commandment of your father. And do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. And tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is a light. And reproofs for discipline are a way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her catch you with her eyelids. For on account of a harlot, one is reduced to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry, but when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it. Wounds and disgrace will find him, and his reproach will not be blotted out. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not accept any ransom, nor will he be content though you give him many gifts. Father, what incredible wisdom that you put here in your word, something we don't have in the world. Lord, it's not in our universities. It's not in our public arena. It's not in the politics. It's not in our schools. Maybe in our Christian schools. It's not in the workplace, Lord, but it's in your word. It comes down from heaven. And Father, I pray that it would teach us, that we would have the strength and the ability, not just to read it, let it go in one ear and out the other, but apply to our lives. Lord, so many of these areas that we're tempted in. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us wisdom to walk in your ways. And you are a light into our path, a lamp into our steps. Lord, give us strength to walk in those ways. And Lord, be blessed this morning as we worship you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, as we do so, I pray that you'd open our hearts and to hear what your spirit has to say through the teaching. We commit it to you tonight, this day, in Jesus' name, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
God. We declare that in this place this morning, you are worthy of all honor, of all glory. Lord, we lift it back to you this morning. You're worthy of our praise. Lord, we thank you for overcoming sin and death and the grave for us. Lord, thank you that through you we can overcome. Lord, we worship you, we honor you, we give you glory this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together, church.